This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives are returning this hour to once again attempt to elect a Speaker of the House after failing to do so over the past 2 days. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
While Republicans have a slim majority, Kevin McCarthy, the party's leader in the House, has been unable to sway a small but staunch faction of far-right representatives, so far unwilling to elevate him to the job. He fell short on a sixth ballot Wednesday. Voting will resume Thursday without any sign of an end to the gridlock. The speaker contest marks the first time in a century that the election has gone beyond a first round of voting. The Republican infighting comes despite a plea from former President Donald Trump to unite behind McCarthy.
We're unified, and we are all going to support Hakeem Jeffries for Speaker.
The Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, has so far come out with the most overall votes in six straight ballots, but not a majority.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered Moscow's armed forces to hold a 36-hour ceasefire in Ukraine after head of the Russian Orthodox Church such a ceasefire would allow citizens to observe Orthodox Christmas. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint program, Flashpoint Ukraine program, how Kyiv reacted to that call.
What I can say from the reaction from Kyiv, it was not taken seriously. We have a reaction from Mykhailo Podolak, who is an advisor to the head of the president's office, to Mr. Zelensky's office, and he said that the so-called Christmas ceasefire proposed by the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, he called this a cynical trap and an element of propaganda. And Ukrainians are not getting ready for any ceasefire.
This is VOA News. Former Pope Benedict XVI was buried Thursday in the same spot in the crypts under St. Peter's Basilica where former Pope John Paul II was originally interred in 2005 before his body was moved up to a chapel in the Basilica in 2011. After the service, the coffin was wrapped in red ribbons in the form of a cross. Workers later put it in a zinc casket and ordered that shut. Vatican pictures showed both were then put into a wooden casket which was lowered into the crypt. An account of Benedict's papacy, along with other items, including Vatican coins minted during his reign, were tucked into the coffin. The account, written in Latin, says he fought with firmness against sexual abuse by clergy in the church. While many leading figures have praised Benedict since his death, criticism has also been aired, including by any victims of clergy sexual abuse who have accused him of seeking to protect the church at all costs. People from all over the world, many from Benedict's native Germany, arrived in the early hours to say farewell during the funeral mass presided over by Pope Francis. Unusually warm winter weather has left many Switzerland's renowned ski slopes bare, disappointing winter sports enthusiasts and resort managers eager to make the most of the winter season. British correspondent Christy Kilburn has more.
Unusually mild weather across Europe has deprived the resort village of Lausanne, Switzerland of its trademark powdery snow. Recent temperatures climbed as high as 70 degrees Fahrenheit. It's indicative of a much larger problem. Switzerland is warming at about twice the global average rate, and with snowless slopes, can resorts survive? 2022 was the warmest year since the country began keeping records in 1864, according to Switzerland's Federal Office for Meteorology. The mountains here have a heat-trapping effect, and that's having a major impact on all of the businesses that built their livelihoods around tourism and the slopes. Recent satellite imagery showed ski resorts in Switzerland and also France and Austria with significantly less snow compared to this time last year, as record-high winter temperatures swept across parts of Europe over the new year. It's led to the closure of some of them.
Physicians treating National Football League safety Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills say he has shown remarkable improvement over the last 24 hours. The team announced that update 3 days after Hamlin went into cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated on the field. The team said Hamlin is still critically ill. The 24-year-old has demonstrated he appears to be neurologically intact. The team said Hamlin's lungs continue to heal and he is making steady progress. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.